You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition. As always, joined by Jeffrey Flanagan, Royals beat writer. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Phil?
I'm doing great. Got a Royals team that's been winning 5 of 6 out on the West Coast at Oakland and Seattle, finishing up that trip at Houston, and then home against the Twins. You look at the record in June, it's kind of like, to me, back April 15 and 8 in June, and it just seems like kind of clicking along or figuring it out on a daily basis. What would you point to for kind of the strength of how well they've been playing in this last stretch?
I think, you know, they went through this two-week period recently, which Ned Yost referred to as the quiet bat period, and that's sort of behind them now. I think over the last couple of weeks now, they're hitting as a team over around 308, and that's been a big help. Also, recently, especially on this road trip, their starting pitching has been really, really good. So you're seeing a team that, you know, is getting closer and closer to hitting on all cylinders. And I don't think they're quite there yet. You know, they've had a couple of defensive lapses, which is very uncharacteristic of them lately. I think they can still hit for a little bit more power. There's still some guys who are kind of dragging. Alex Rios has not been the same since he's been back from his broken hand. Omar Infante is starting to heat up a little bit. Sal's starting to heat up. Perez starting to heat up a little bit. But I still don't think this team has reached their full potential, which sounds kind of strange because they're sitting at 16 games over 500 and the best record in the league. And but I just think that you know, and they've had a, you know, patched together rotation. I still think they can be even better than they are right now. So that's probably a little bit scary for other teams.
Yeah, best record in the league. And I think if you ask around, pretty much consensus best team in the league. But this week, the start of the week, first time ever that a Royals team and an Astro team have met in the play, have met with both teams in first place. I mean, maybe not that odd given that Houston was a National League team until fairly recently, but you know, you got the two teams with the best records in the American League. Any kind of a feeling amongst the Royals that this is a big series? I mean, it seems like you certainly wouldn't have circled it on the calendar when the season started.
No, but I'll tell you, Houston has their attention. You know, Ned Yost and his staff have talked about Houston and their young players getting better and better for a couple of years now. So they're certainly not going to walk in there and take anybody lightly. They really like the young players like Springer and really impressed with their pitching staff. So that's it's going to be a good matchup. It's going to be fun to watch just as a fan if you're just, you know, tuning in. Two pretty darn good teams right now. And I think there's probably some reservations around the league whether Houston can maintain this throughout the year. But the Royals are not one of them. They think they're a solid bunch, and they've seen them firsthand for the last few years get better and better. And as a matter of fact, Houston swept them here last year at the end of May. That's probably the low point of the season, and that led to some shakeup in their coaching staff, where Dale Swain became the new hitting coach, and Pedro Grifol was reassigned. And so that series was a really ugly series here, where they even got booed at home. That was last May, a year ago May, and so they still have that memory, and so they have a lot of respect for Houston, and it should be an interesting three games.
Talking about one of the things that hasn't gone right for them, even though they have the best record in the league, is the guy that was expected to be their ace, Yordano Ventura. You know, it seems like it's one thing or another with him all year, and most recently the issue with his hand. He did have a rehab start on Friday, if I'm right. I think he worked into the fifth inning in that start. What's the outlook for getting him back?
Well, Ned doesn't really need another starter till this Sunday because of the off days they've had. So he's going to make another rehab start at Omaha on Wednesday. That puts him on schedule to come back for that Sunday start. The scouting report they got on Yordano in that first rehab start was pretty impressive. The line may not look great, but he gave up a home run, and then he left the game with a couple runners on, and those runners ended up scoring. But He got his pitch count up to 75, which is right where they wanted it. And he got his velocity up to 97. So they were pretty impressed with that, and there was no problems with his right hand, which had been suffering from right hand weakness because of inflammation around the ulnar nerve. So all systems seemed go for him to make one more rehab start and come back on Sunday. And they really need him. I mean, they were counting on him to be their ace this year. And like you mentioned, you know, he's had all kinds of issues, whether it's cramps or suspensions or, you know, ulnar nerve inflammation, a temper tantrum at times. You know, so he needs to get healthy and get mentally healthy, so to speak, because it's great that they have this much depth and they've survived without him to some degree. But in the long run, they need the guy who stepped up in Game 6 and shut out the Giants. That's who they need, and that's who they're hoping to get.
Well, we are moving closer to the All-Star announcement. As we do this podcast, we're talking today on Monday, and the final update on voting is due later today. On Monday, the team will be announced, so the starters announced on Sunday and the rest of the team next Monday. You know, last update, there were 7 Royals position players position to go. When I break that down, I come up with 4 guys that have leads that I don't think can be caught. That would be
right.
Not in order, but Escobar, Perez, Kane, and Gordon. Not sure about Morales, who was leading, but close. Not sure about Moustakas leading and close. And then the polarizing Omar Infante ticket at second base. Not sure if he can hold on to that. But so 4 to 7 position players. Looking beyond that at the pitchers, you know, it seems like Wade Davis is a given, that whether it's the players' vote or however it is,
right,
he's been one of the best pitchers in the league. I don't see how he could be left off. Do you think they can get a pitcher on beyond that? Do you think the bullpen's reputation, I mean, Greg Holland's pitched great, but he had the skin on the disabled list. What do you think? Do they have a strong pitching, an argument? And if it gets down to Ned Yost having a vote, I mean, he's going to want to have those relievers on there, I would think. So how many pitchers would you expect to be on that team, Kansas City?
Yeah, I think beyond Wade Davis, it's just got to be a slam dunk because he's probably the best reliever in baseball right now. I don't know if you'll see Greg Holland or not. He's looked much better the last couple of weeks, but he kind of wasn't himself the first couple of months of the season, and he had some injuries too with the pectoral injury. You know, he's only blown one save, and the Royals came back and won that game, so he got the W himself. But I don't know if Ned will force that one down everyone. But I'll throw another name out there that who is very deserving is Chris Young, who's 7-3 now with a 2.7 ERA and has really been one of the best starting pitchers in the American League. It'd be a great story if he got there. He started out this season in the bullpen, wasn't signed until into spring training, started out as a long man, and stepped in the rotation, and for one reason or another has just besides being just phenomenally effective on the mound, he stayed in the rotation. I really think he's had an all-star type of season. If you're to ask me one guy in the rotation who's been the most valuable guy, I would say it's probably Chris Young. I mean, he's just really solidified what's been a very uneven, unstable rotation right now. So I think, you know, and it may be a long shot that he makes it, but I would say Wade Davis for sure. And then probably after that, maybe Chris Young. And Omar Infante, going back to the voting, his lead was actually increasing over Altuve. So, you know, I think they might even get, we'll find out later today how much that lead is. But I think Moose will get caught probably by Josh Donaldson because all of Canada is voting for Josh Donaldson. So, and Nelson Cruz will probably catch Kendrys Morales at DH, but Omar was extending his lead at second base. So we'll see how that works out. And that would give them 5 starters and probably plus Wade Davis and maybe even Chris Young and maybe an outside shot for someone like Holland.
Yeah, it's going to be great to see that Kansas City group traveling to Cincinnati for the game. Thank you very much, Jeff, for Flanagan. This is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.